Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over.
Welcome to episode 431 of Fourth and Drawn. Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, and Tim Kincaid in the building. And tonight, we're going to be talking about some positivity. There's a lot of BS out there in the dog days of summer. So we figured we'd talk about some things and speaking into existence like we normally do on this podcast. Look at that. New Orleans is not only a place that we're playing during the regular season, but it's where the Super Bowl was being played. So we're talking about the top five reasons the Eagles get back to a Super Bowl. And before the show even started, I asked the guys, you know, give me your top five, and I don't send it to me in the group chat. Send it to me separately.
Did some reconnaissance.
So we have no idea. The only person that's seen the answers is me. So, you know, I feel like I almost feel like this is what they do on the what wins the Miss USA, some pageant, they have the who wins the Oscar. I already know the answer, so I feel kind of
don't fuck it up like Steve Harvey did that Miss America that one time. You remember that? Name, dude. Oh my god, yeah, how do you mess that up?
Good point. So, Evan, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. You know, had to go into the office today, but we're winding down because we're right ahead of a holiday. Not many doctors want to be interviewed right ahead of a holiday. So we were able to actually pull the Fourth and John grill out.
Pull the tailgate at work?
Through a little impromptu tailgate at work. Cooked up some burgers and some dogs. Had a nice little day. It was. I'm relaxed right now.
Are you trying to get a bonus?
I don't think I'm going to get a bonus by just, you know, having an impromptu barbecue at work. I don't know if that's exactly what they want. But that's what we did. How are you guys?
Primo.
I'm good, man. You know, I mean, this weather's kicking my ass, and I know this ain't shit compared to what Tim is dealing with over there in the desert. But, yeah, other than that, just excited, man. We just had a great weekend at Devontae Smith softball charity game. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that coming off of that. It was a great time. Oh, and by the way, yeah, I was at the Kelsey's Eagles Autism Beach Bash. So that was pretty neat. Great experience. We'll be talking a little bit about that.
You saw a lot of people there.
Saw a lot of people. Yeah, it was a first time experience for me. So you know, I was a rookie walking into the place. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, representing the way we represent. And it was a great time. Other than that, you know, just ready to talk about on the show.
What's up, Tim? I mean, he's talking about the heat. The AZ heat got to be up a couple levels, no?
Bro, it's like 116, bro. I'm tired of this, man. I want to go home. I want to go home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nuts, yeah, man. My in-laws. Yeah, it's no joke, bro. Going up to Sedona later on this week. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Thursday, right? So, yeah, man, in-laws are coming in. So, yeah, just getting ready, man. I'm excited with my boys. Talk about some birds. Let's go. Yeah,
talk about some
birds.
How
are you, though? How are you, and how was Pop's birthday?
Pop's birthday was great. He had a good time. He's like, I feel spoiled, Father's Day and birthday. So he's like, I wish I could do this every day is what he said. But he said, you know, he was very appreciative. of the ice cream cake, because there's no real birthday without ice cream cake. So
it's the best.
Don't bullshit on your family. Get them some real shit that is like, you know, the Rolls Royce cakes. Don't give them some. You know, you went to like Acme.
You spoiled them.
You got to get the $30 ice cream cake. I'm just saying. Shout out to diabetes. shout out to Chase in the building. Shout out to Todd. Will's in the building. We have Tim in the building. Shout out to you. Bruce says, "What up, fools? What's cracking?" And Dylan coming in from Boise. Shout out to you as well. Will's already doing his homework. We'll get to that later. But if you have your five reasons why the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl,
I'd like the answer to this question. I mean, we did talk about the home run derby. Who won?
Isaiah Rodgers, the sleeper, man.
Shout out to Sean.
The sleeper, bro. Wow.
Shout out to Sean in the building. I mean, Isaiah Rodgers. I mean, we might as well talk about the
might as well, bro. Super Bowl. Might as well.
Softball game was pretty awesome. There was like 10,000 people out there. I might be exaggerating. It could be 15,000 people out there. It was packed. Stadium was packed. Devontae Smith can play softball. He hit a dinger, man. That shit went out of the stadium. Not the bootleg fence they built. He hit it out of the stadium. So every 5 seconds, I heard somebody, "Wow, he's skinny, but he can really play." Like, I'm like, you're still doubting?
How much does he have to do before he finally gets the respect he deserves?
I mean, it was star-studded. I mean, the cool thing about it, seeing Saquon Barkley in his hometown amongst his home fans, like, he had a great moment with his kids. You know, they brought his kids on the field. But that's where he grew up. So the fact that he's back there doing his thing is cool. But Devontae Smith, I mean, this whole event, it's a big deal. T.O.'s there. A lot of legends. AJ Brown didn't have the best hitting day, but overall he hit one. What's your biggest takeaway, Prime, from the Devontae Smith softball game?
It was just the interaction, especially Saquon Barkley, bro. The way he was interacting with the fans, like he literally stopped an interview in the middle to stop, turn to the right, go and give love to these little kids that were all lined up against the fence. Signing autograph, taking pictures, was actually pointing out who's next. Come here, you know what I mean? Let me go ahead and grab your phones. That was cool, man. That was real cool to watch. But I gotta still admit, man, and I know this is crazy. And I told Gil this as soon as I got there. Like, bro, it still ain't hitting me. It's still not fucking hitting me that this man is on my team. I can't explain. I know, but I just can't explain right now. And even when they introduced him, the introductions and everything, it was just like, it still ain't kicking. Like, I gotta wait to see the jersey, like, actually on him in person and everything, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't have no explanation for it. But it was great, the way the players were interacting. Guys were having fun. T.O. still getting mad love from the Philly fans. That dude's a clown, man. He ain't too far from being another AJ, A.B., that's all I can just say about that. Like, he's wild. And then, yeah, like, the fans were having a great time. We got some great seats. Shout out to Chris Nady for pointing out the seats to us. I got Gail down there with us. And then, of course, when his family came, they all tagged along. Little man had a good time. But it was great. If you guys haven't been there, and depending on how much longer these things go, I definitely recommend it. Definitely want to go ahead and check off the Eagles list of events, because, you know, you'll have fun, and then you get to see all these players, how they interact with us fans. It's pretty cool. And how they actually act, you know what I mean? Like, they were having a good time. They were acting like big-ass kids, man, just having a great time and enjoying themselves. And the competitiveness, it was crazy. They were bringing the competition out of each other.
I like those small moments where they actually forget that the fans are there and they're just being normal, and just the camaraderie you see. Like, it's funny to see Jalen and Saquon talking. You're just like, wow, they're on the same team. I mean, a lot of fans are just. I heard a lot of Eagle fans mentioning how they're like, dude, Saquon's legs. They're like, this dude is like.
They're like tree trunks, man.
I don't.
Bro, they were trunks. they were trunks.
I'm not yeah. even lying. I don't think I've seen a running back who's ever played with the Eagles built like that. Like the size of him, he's huge, dude. I mean, like Amanda's aunt was like sitting next to us. She's like, "You look at his legs. He's got tree trunks." I mean, that was just. I mean, that's the overwhelming response from a lot of Eagle fans. They couldn't believe we got a bruiser. We got a
thank you.
I mean, Tim's my head's sick. Not going there. You guys need
it. Tim's sick.
Y'all need church.
Tim's got problems.
Y'all need church.
Yeah.
Y'all need church.
No. We do need church. No. Grab that Bible that's behind you, bro. Stop playing.
No. Shout out to Mark Bird. He got his care package in the mail today.
Nice.
Mark Bird was, very generous, and he shared some monetary gains for our Eagles fundraiser, Eagles Autism fundraiser. So he
thank you very much.
He sent a photo today of he got his 4th and John sweatshirt.
Hey, nice.
And he got a collector's pin for his pin collection.
Very cool.
So shout out to you for always supporting during that time. It's always a good time. But shout out to you.
We love Mark, bro.
But I know the Super Bowl talk is here. Again, we like to speak things in existence. This is very interesting. It's almost weird how kind of in sync we are. I don't know, because we're homies, that we're in sync. We're thinking the same way.
Well, we had a lot of similarities on there.
And you guys don't know exactly what you each other said. So
okay,
you will start with a. We're gonna go from 5 to 1 if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
I know some guys are like, I don't want to wait around till 1.
Yeah, you're gonna piss some people off by starting backwards.
So if you want to start pissing people off, we'll start with you, Tim. You're number 5. Reason for why the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl. We'll go with Kellen Moore offensive play calling. Talk about it.
Yeah. I feel like we're not going to see any of that bullshit we seen last year. And I think I'm right on what Eb said, man. I think this offense is going to go through the guy you're talking about with the big thighs.
Mr. Tree Trunks?
Saquon. Yeah, Mr. Tree Trunks. I mean, this is wild that all three of y'all are agreeing that you get a grown man, zesty pants, right? Zesty shorts. yeah, man, I feel like this is going to be it. The only thing that's in the back of my mind and I'm kind of like, yo, like, what are we doing, is the third option wide receiver. I know that we have a great tight end in Dallas Goedert, but can he stay healthy? This is his year that he needs to step up. But I feel like with Kellen Moore, I feel like his offense is going to be sky's the limit. You have so much talent on this roster, especially on the offensive side. Uh-huh. There's no way that you can let this go to shit. There's just no way.
I mean, I think that one thing that Hollis had said a lot in previous years, I mean, not previous years, last year, when we were dealing with Desai, when we were dealing with Brian Johnson, is that we were winning in spite of the coordinators. Like, the talent was that good that we were able to win in spite of them. And I agree with you, Tim. I think that with having Kellen Moore here, who is a guy that with two different teams, with Dallas and with the Chargers, has had a lot of success in having a high-powered offense. I don't think that he's going to change as coordinator. I expect him to succeed just like he did elsewhere. And now he has a lot of tools to work with. So I'm confident. I like that.
I like that pick. I think you're going to see that name sprinkled amongst these lists. But moving right along to we'll start with the we'll go with Eb on this one. Ev's number 5 reason why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl. New rules in special teams unit, 5+ scores.
Yes. Well, one thing that I feel like Howie Roseman is always trying to be ahead of the 8-ball. He's always trying to be ahead of the curve, I should say. And with that being, I think there's some big changes that are coming to kickoff returns. I think that he's obviously been really interested in improving the punt returning position and having Britton Covey the past couple of years alone. You look at that, he sucked up a roster spot just based off of being a punt returner alone. So I think that there is a clear effort here to improve special teams. I think that when we won the Super Bowl, our special teams was on fire. And I think that with these new rules that we are trying to implement, I think we're trying to be ahead of the NFL. And between punt returns and kick returns, I think that, my hot take, one of them, is that the Eagles will have five special team scores this year.
Look at that. Just be saying what it's
just. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that.
Geez, when you sent that answer, I was like, I'm very proud of this guy. In a dad way. I'm a father, but I felt like, I was like, Evan, that's a great answer.
Thank you. Thank
so we're going to follow up with Primo's. We're also going to follow up with yours in the comments. So if you bring up your top five reasons why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl, put them in the comments and we'll bring them up and talk about it. So Primo, oh, that's not Primo. Wrong minority. Hurts focus on team chemistry, says Primo. Tell us about Hurts' focus on team chemistry.
So this was my number five because, you know, if you guys could relate back to last season on the big contract. That was one of my fears, him signing that big contract so early. I just felt like it was going to kind of like get him away from where he was at. And I hate to say it, we saw it. We saw that, and it started coming out during the season that Hurts is not, you know, in sync with the team. He's not communicating with the team. He's not really showing that leadership that they once had from him. But long and behold, brand new season, you see it starting to come back. We saw that when we both went to the Eagles to his signing of the jerseys at the Lincoln Financial Field. He made it very clear he wants to go ahead and get back into that chemistry with not just the fans, with his team. So, you know, we started off that event. And then this past weekend at the Devontae, started off a little shady. We both agreed on that because we didn't see him in the very beginning. But then, you know, he made his appearance. And then he just kind of like opened up, got loose with the fans. And then at the end of it all, he definitely stayed around, gave a kid his Jordan cleats, stayed and signed autographs, was having a great time with his teammates and stuff like that. So, you know, I just feel like that chemistry that he had at one point kind of lost is bringing it back, and he needs to bring it back in order for us to get back to the big game. He needs to have that throughout the year, and that's what I like to say.
And I did send Primo. I said, Primo, I said, I just want to let you know I'm here after the game, and Hurts is signing for everyone. You know, all the kids, and I'm not saying I was the grown up elbowing kids out. It was just nice to sit back and just see. Because, you know, I'm always watching. Like, I'm watching everything. That's what I do. I'm just watching how people interact and making, evaluations on, like, how I see people interact with each other. Just the little things. And the fact that he spent all that time with the kids was awesome.
The other thing that if you guys haven't noticed is the little bit of training that he's doing with the rookies and the veterans off site. You know what I mean? Like going to these campuses, going to these little college football fields and running routes, getting these rookies prepared. I mean, I think there was a picture today with the three rookies that we signed for the offense. That's the type of that I love to see that. I love to see that he's not waiting until training camp to get busy with these boys. He's getting busy now. You know what I mean? Like he's starting now. His mindset is to get back to where we all want him to be, and you can see that he's all for it. So, I'm glad to see it.
Tim Hayes chimes in. His number five is being your brother's keeper. Defensive crew is Tim Hayes's number one. We had Will started off. His number five was my wish of a great defense for season comes true this year. Okay. We'll go with my drum roll, please. What did I say? Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore to the rescue. I think from a defensive standpoint, I think defense was confused. When I had the conversation with Brian Dawkins at his event, he said that was one thing, too many cooks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone knew that. And I feel like when he said, when you see veterans confused out there, not just rookies, but veterans, he said that that speaks to something. So he feels like, you know, the defense was confused. And I agree, man. I feel like the defensive unit, especially how detail-oriented Vic Fangio is, the details, that's where it's – if this team is you know, attention to detail is a priority, we will see a defense like – you know, defense is played in Philadelphia. I think Kellen Moore, his offensive mindset should be a breath of fresh air to this unit. I think the way that the Eagles wide receivers are even talking about how they're deployed and how they're being moved around, the motion. I think we all saw how stale it was. We all saw how we couldn't even handle the blitz. I think the addition of Saquon Barkley is huge, and I think it's going to speak volumes when you see this offense move. There's so many different intricacies that we'll see this year that we didn't see last year. They can get more creative with play action. I mean, the threat of Saquon running, the explosive plays, it's pretty endless. So moving right along to number four on the list here for Tim. Drum roll, please. His number four reason why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl.
Numero one.
Hurts leading the pack. And when you say Hurts leading the pack, what do you mean by that?
Basically what he's doing right now. You see him out on the field with our rookies. I mean, did you see Smith, bro? Smith, like, he was tuned in. JJ. Well, no, I can't say – I'm sorry, JJ. I was about to say JJ. Johnny Wilson. He looks like he's tuned in and ready to suit up. I also seen something that where I think it was AJ Brown. He's starting to step up, and I feel like he's getting behind Jalen. You guys speak for it, but you guys were at the softball game, and there was a part where AJ was like, "Yeah, we got number one behind me. Got Hurts right behind me. Shout out to him." Like it. Whatever that happened, whatever the bullshit that happened last year, they're gonna leave it behind. And Hurts is here to lead the pack. You know what I'm saying? So I just love the leadership, man. I love what I'm seeing, and I'm just like, yo, that's our QB. I mean, did you see him working out? He was watching film of Randall Cut the Rocket Man.
Dude, I still think about a couple months ago with him. Oh, this guy.
Yeah, that's fire. That I ain't gonna lie, that's fire. Dude. That Hold is on. Fire.
Throw that
That
off,
is
bro.
Fire.
She got. Oh, is he on the moon? Jalen Hurts to the moon.
A little throwback to Randall.
Rocket Man, you know what I mean? Rocket Man. You know,
shout out to Primo for putting me on.
If you know. I need one of them. Primo, what's up?
What's the name of the that spot?
Cap
Swag.
Cap Swag. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Mo.
Shout out to Mo and Caps.
Yeah, shout out to Mo. Yeah, I talk to Mo all the time. You be wildin'. Get a 2X for your brother. What's up, man? I just feel like he's gonna lead the pack. I feel like he wants it, bro. Like, just seeing the things that I'm seeing, this is about Jalen Hurts, right? This is what it is. I mean,
this is
they
his team, bro.
It's his team. They poo pooed on him last year. For having a terrible spill of games at the end of the season, and then everything from Funk Flexing just went to shit. Now they're just throwing dirt on his name, and that is motivation, because he has that Jordan factor in him. Like, you know, when Jordan, he go to a restaurant, you didn't say hi to him. Oh, I'm gonna drop 40 on your headpiece just because you didn't say hi to me. That's how I feel. I feel like Jalen is on that spectrum right now. He's like, Oh, Nick Wright, you want to talk crazy about me?
Yeah.
All right, work. When I see Kansas City, I'm about to put 300, 400 on that butt. You know what I'm saying?
kind of zesty. but I'm gonna go with Evans number four. Evan's number four for a reason, top four reason why the Eagles wouldn't get back to the Super Bowl. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith equal 2,800 yards receiving.
Plus. Look at Ev. Plus.
Plus.
Yeah, dude. I mean, A.J. Brown has obviously been A.J. Brown ever since he's joined the team. When we drafted Devontae Smith, that day, I believe, the day that we drafted, I made the proclamation that he was going to be the greatest Eagles wide receiver of all time. I am confident in these guys. I think that we are year three with the two of them working together. I think that they've achieved this feat before in 2022. I think that AJ, maybe they were just shy. AJ had almost 1,500 yards, and Devontae, I forget what he had. I want to say 1,300, but it might not have been that. Regardless, that's how I think it ends up spreading out this year. I think that AJ walks away with 1,500 yards. Devontae Smith has 1,300. And that's just an absolutely dominant wide receiver core. Probably the best in the league. And I have been hearing little whispers. I don't know if they're true or not. It's just Twitter. Twitter nonsense. Twitter. But one of my favorite wide receivers, I kept hearing his name. How about Ty Lockett as a wide receiver three? What do you guys think about that?
I'll take a Ty Lockett.
I'm just saying, like, if Ty Lockett was available, like, wide receiver three?
Stop bullshit. Go ahead.
trade deadline and Seahawks are taking L's. That would be nice.
Interesting. I'd be on some Ty Lockett. They got, you know, they're got Jackson Smith and Jigba too to kind of step from the other side of DK Metcalf. So. I don't know, just an interesting name for Eagles fans to look out for.
I just also want to say that we had a dominant cheesesteak maker in the end zone in this picture as well.
Oh, yeah.
Probably best in the league.
This is fire. This is fire. I love that.
This dude makes a hell of a cheesesteak.
Thank you, man.
Moving right along to Primo's number four. Primo's number four. I need to get
Red
my
Bull. Thank you. Love a Red Bull.
Shout out to Red Bull. But Primo's number four. He says experienced coordinators. Talk about it.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's just pretty much piggybacking off of what Evan and Tim already mentioned and yourself as well. You know, the bullshit that we dealt with last year is behind us. It was a circus show. And the fact that we got some experienced coordinators now, Fangio, at one point being behind the curtains a couple seasons ago to help us out, and you know, Kellen Moore with his success with Chargers and Dallas, you know, this is what we needed, this is what we were hoping for, and I'm happy that we ended up grabbing these two guys and putting them in this position to go ahead and get us back on top on the defense and offensive side. I'm really excited to see Kellen Moore and what schemes he has with this core. I mean, you said it yourself, Evan, AJ, Devontae, with the yards that they're going to be getting this year. Shit, I'm actually going higher numbers. I'm actually going higher numbers than 15 and 13. I'm looking at like 17, 15 from these guys, man, because, man, you know with Kellen Moore and his scheme, he works in that quarterback to get the ball to the receivers. These slant plays, you know, if there is a third wide receiver in the making, out of the crew that we got right now, or if they're going to go out there and get one, I don't know. But now I can see him really spreading out the ball. Saquon. I'm not going to shut Dallas Goedert out. You know what I mean? Yeah, it'd be nice to go ahead and definitely see a whole lot from him this season. But just the fact that he's got a lot in the book to bring out, and it's not going to probably be the same shit that he had with the Chargers in Dallas. It seems like the kid's a genius. Like, he could go ahead and make shit up and just – bring newer things every year. And then, of course, Fangio with his scheme. He's a great coordinator. You know, he's very experienced. And I still to this day feel like he was one of the main reasons why we ended up having that great defense about 2 years ago and the amount of sacks that we had. So I'm looking forward to all that coming back. And, you know, with the additions that we got and bringing people back like CJ, yeah, I'm ready to see these boys go to work. And you know, I always love seeing the defense on the field. So that's what I'm really excited about.
I'm very hyped up about those answers. So I think my number four is next. Drum roll. This is the best offensive weapons we have ever seen, man. I mean, when was the last time we seen an explosive running back with a dominant 1A wide receiver in A.J. Brown and then 1B in a route guy junior, Devontae Smith. And then our tight end, Dallas Goedert, he's up there. And then Jalen Hurts with a healthy Jalen Hurts. This offense should be crazy. Like, and if it's not, there's big problems. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then you add in what Prime was just saying about the Kellen Moore factor. I mean, look at just the scheme of the offenses where Kellen Moore has come from. I mean, they're high-powered offense. Justin Herbert put up what? Like probably 4,500 yards somewhere in that ballpark. Dak Prescott, another high-volume thrower. We have guys outside the numbers that we could be high volume throwers, and then just sprinkle in a little bit of Saquon Barkley in there with a great offensive line. You're right, Gil. This is potentially the best Eagles offense we'll ever see.
Now, Will in the comments says Vic, Macklin, DDX, and Shady.
They were good.
Offense was fire.
I would say that AJ, no disrespect to DJX and Macklin, I would say that AJ's a better wide receiver.
Wait, so, but then you got a tight end there, and that's Celek. Now, I feel like Goddard is a better tight end than Celek. But I think DJX and Shady. I mean, Shady's a hell of a running back too, but I feel like Saquon is a beast in his own right.
But I wanted to say that too, Gil, but at the same time, Shady is Shady. And Saquon, I'm so happy he's here, but I haven't seen him play a single snap yet for the Eagles. I can't put him above Shady yet.
Well, just in
that's like me, not it's still nice.
I mean, it's just on paper. This is one of the best units we've seen assembled.
Yeah, according to PFF.
It's a good comparison, especially with those four names. I mean, I loved it that year when we had Vic, Macklin, Jack, Shady, but. Compare, you know, when you got those four guys behind the line we had then, no disrespect to that line. It was a great line, but nothing compared to, like, the lines we got now. You know what I mean? They're holding theirs.
Outland era.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just feel like maybe if you put those four with the line we got right now, yeah, I mean, we'll
Trey Thomas is coming after you.
That's cool. That's all right.
You see you in the streets. He's coming after you.
I have no problems having words with Trey. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Goddard getting 1,000 yards. I don't know about that, man.
There's a lot of there's just a lot of weapons on this team, and I think that's why.
Lots, for sure.
I'm old. I'm getting there.
Hey, I agree with Cozy on that one.
So, you know, when I see something new, I'm like, God damn, this is something serious. So get your popcorn ready in my best TO voice. So moving right along to number three. Number three on Tim's reason why the Eagles get back to Super Bowl. Oh, gee, we're on the same wavelength as you said. The talented offensive skill positions at three. You had the same mindset. So I use the same graphic. So I'm lazy. But go ahead.
Nah, I mean everything you said, Gail, bro. I mean, look at this talent, bro. Look at that. Yeah, and. You're not even putting Jalen, because Jalen's important, the most important piece of the offense right there. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's on the side, but like, I'm talking about like skill positions. Jalen he's involved with the running game. You know what I'm saying? The ball's is touching him all the time. And he's gonna dispute it, Merrill. I'm so excited to see the offense and the running back. Catching the football out of the backfield, ball snapping under center. I'm saying this with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I that's what I want to see. I want to see a natural offense. I want to see
natural offense.
Yeah, because like last year, that was
two-back edge,
bro.
Who do you guys think has more rushing touchdowns this year, Saquon or Hurts?
Saquon. You gotta take it away from Hurts, man. Go back to just being that quarterback, man. Now, man,
let Saquon get this little shit. Like, I don't. The tush push is cool and everything. I don't need Jalen to be tush pushing the whole half the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you think about it, like,
how, you've grown anti-tush push.
Not anti-tush push. I'm more.
That's a Steinfeld episode.
You gotta look at it. You gotta look at it.
Sprinkle in the tush push. We don't need five tush pushes a game.
You know, it went well all last year, but I mean, come on. Let's look at reality. You see it was just as well 2 years in a row.
I got you, but it was a very important piece of the offense. Like, we had the whole world.
You don't gotta do that.
We had the whole world screaming out with gold bottles, tush push.
I guess what we call, you know, normally when you see something constantly happening and working, it was that trend, mm-hmm. that trend that was going well
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
That trend that we depended on. Yeah. That trend that we depended on. I don't want to.
You don't think it's something that lasts?
You don't want to work.
All good things come to an end, bro. So you know,
I'm not saying end the tush push. I'm just saying.
I didn't say end it. I'm just saying it's not going to be so much of a trend this season. I just don't see it.
I have a question. Do you think with Kelce not being here, do you think that's going to be? I think
that the tush push, like that's just the thing too, Tim. Like, I think that there's also the mentality of it too, because if the Eagles are capable of doing it, but they get stopped the first or second time attempting the tush push, do they mentally sit there like, we're not going to be able to do this anymore, and they just kind of start to lean more on Saquon, which I guess wouldn't be the worst thing.
I mean, Saquon was a beast.
No, well, if you guys go back to last week's show or maybe 2 weeks ago when we were talking about how many touchdowns Jalen's going to have, ain't no way Jalen's going to be at 33, 35 if he's over there rushing, you know what I mean, for touchdowns. So, you know what I mean, you got to give up one of the things. So I'd rather give that up, let Barkley handle that part, and, you know what I mean, let Jalen go to work on becoming, you know, touchdown pass.
Now, Alexis says health is key. Keep Jalen healthy so he can use both arms and legs, and we should be in the hunt. My thing is it's about the health. It's about the health. That's what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, you want to be healthy so you can do amazing things like, I don't know, going on a trip to Philly Sports Trips to Brazil. August 30th, September 8th. If you want to go to a trip to Brazil to see said Saquon Barkley score his first touchdown, you're going to have to fly to Brazil. And it's August 30th, September 8th. phillysportstrips.com if you want to follow them at sportstripsphl for more information. Do that and join us that are going down to Brazil, because it's going to be a good time. Try to sneak that in there.
I didn't even notice.
We're on Tim's three. Interesting. Evan, he says D-line plus secondary equals turnovers. Hulk smash.
I'm reminiscing about the 2022 days. I'm reminiscing about that D-line that got 70 sacks. CJGJ was just an absolute ball hawk that year. He's back. And I keep on talking about the development of Jalen Carter. I really genuinely believe that Jalen Carter is going to take a monster leap this year. I think year two for him is going to be, you know, putting the entire NFL on notice. And I think that between the defensive pressures, that's going to create the quarterback having to get rid of the ball quick. And with an improved secondary, that is going to result in turnovers. And I also think that the flip-flop of that is going to happen as well. You know, they're going to be absolute clamps on the outside with Quinyon and Darius.
Oh!
And that is going to create sacks. So I just see it working together beautifully.
That's amazing. You actually made me smile with this one. I was just like, I remember that 2022 season and the amount of sacks that we saw, the amount of interceptions we had. It was a great feeling.
Evan, I was gonna text you on Saturday because there was a Zach McPherson sighting, but he didn't have number 27 on the back of the shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah. just thought I'd let you know.
Should we let Tim get through the rest of his here? I know he's got to bounce.
So we can go Tim's number. I mean, Tim's number.
He could go ahead and finish out his, and then I'll jump back to my number.
We'll go to Tim's number four.
Number two, pal.
Number two. Sorry, guy. Sorry, guys.
Count backwards.
Tim's number two, Coach Vic Fangio.
Fangio. Let's talk about it. 22. That's all I gotta say. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know we like to say that, yeah, it was all about Gannon, but Vic was in his ear telling him, hey, this is what we need to do. This is the way they move around. It was his defense. So I just think with everything that we got going on, and there was a quote tweet today and a sighting from our guy. Shout out to the Slay family. Slay says some big words about our guy, Nolan Smith. He says, hey, he's running different. He's looking different. And he's going to be a surprise to you guys. So I think, and I think I'm on that bandwagon. I'm on that bandwagon with Smith. First round pick last year. Didn't really get the playing time that he wanted. Yep. And I feel like this is going to be the year that he shows people, like, this is what I'm about. I'm a Georgia Bulldog, just like Jalen Carter. Just like Jordan Davis and those guys, Keaton Ringo. I'm here too. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's going to be one of those guys. He's going to show and improve.
You should show and prove. Your number one reason why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl was very interesting. But you said the youth movement.
Yep.
With the Philadelphia Eagles is the reason why they get back to the Super Bowl.
I believe the youth movement is because you're out with the old and you're in with the new. And I'm directly speaking to you, James Bradberry. You are out of here. Pack your shit up and get the out. Nah, appreciate your services, man. I appreciate it, but we got some young bulls waiting in the hell, man. You know what I'm saying? And they're gonna contribute.
I think that you could tie your last two things together, and I'm not sure if this is me being a boomer type of mentality or what, but I'm sitting here thinking about how young our defense is. We got the youth movement on defense. We got a bunch of guys that are fresh out of college, and to have, you know, lack of a better term, an old man coming in here to be their coach in Vic Fangio. You know, it's a more similar transition from college than it is from, you know what I mean? They got some, it'll be a little bit stricter. I think that they need, they, you know what I'm saying, Prime? You're muted, but
it's not Miami.
No, but it's not just that. Evan touched on a great point, bro. It's the fact that you think about it. Fangio, you're going to respect that man. You're going to respect your elders. You're going to respect Pops. That's how you're going to look at it. I wouldn't even be surprised if you got some of the players coming into the room talking about, what's up, Pops? You know what I mean? Like, that's the relationship. And I think it's great that he has a bunch of young talent under him.
Yeah.
Last year, you had a guy that wasn't too far from being these guys' age. You know, he was, like, right there.
Yeah.
I felt like, obviously, the respect went out the window. It was just like a regular guy to them. You know what I mean? So when he was given directions, when he was given the play calling, they weren't taking him as serious as this man. So
Fangio's a guy with success in the league, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Alexis says, come on, Prime. Hook me up with whoever got you that hat, man. I need one.
You need one? We'll talk, bro. Hit me up. I got the person for you. You know what I mean? I'll see what I can go ahead and do for you.
Can I get one of those?
Hey, listen, man. I got him on standby.
Would I be appropriating with the?
I got not at all. You know, I mean, you can ride whatever you want, bro. People think look good on you.
People think I'm Dominican anyway. Wrong flag, though. Going back to first of all, I want to thank Tim for his contributions. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir. Pleasure as always.
Coming up with those ideas on the fly was always great. Let's see. We're on to Evan's number
Primo two, his three?
He said, bro, that's me. It's my three.
Yeah.
He said, Tim, I'll talk to you, bro.
Give you up. Yes, I'll call you.
It's Primo's three.
Primo's three. Then you're three.
This one was interesting. Obviously, you had a long answer, but I tried to, like, sum it up.
I did have a long one, and I'll go ahead and repeat.
Does that graphic make sense?
No, that's cool, because what I actually put was, the way the finance comes into play this year, giving us the option to get stronger instead of backpedaling and having to go back to focusing on rebuilding. And the reason why I point that out is because you look at all these other teams and the acquisitions that they made, they focused on one, maybe two players out of their team, and they gave those big bucks to them. Now, what about the rest of the team? How are they going to go ahead and have money to build around those couple of players? Where here, Howie, he spread the money just well. I mean, he got the players that needed to get paid, and then still have money left over, went and picked up players, went and had a great draft, went and brought back somebody, like I got to keep on mentioning CJ. You know what I mean? Those type of things is going to be key on why we're going to go ahead and eventually get back to that big game, because he put it all into perspective, man. It wasn't just focusing on one or two. He focused on the team. And as much as we clown Howie, as much as we got frustrated with Howie a couple years ago, that man found a way. He still finds a way, and he will continue to find a way. I love him. My love for him has gotten even stronger because, yo, he thinks about all of us. He thinks about us three. He thinks about this fan base. He thinks about this city. He wants to bring that Super Bowl trophy back home, you know what I mean, and just keep on adding to that trophy case, and I love it. The way he's moving along with these numbers, I don't know how he does it. That man's a genius. So, yeah, man, it was just that was my key. That was my number three, because I just love the fact that he focused on everybody and not just one or two. I'm going to use Minnesota, Justin Jefferson. Look at the money they gave this guy. I mean, yo, big ups. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. The man deserves it. But, I mean, now how are you going to go ahead and build around him? How? Because you ain't going to have no money left over. And now, look, I love the fact that I could go ahead and use this team as the circus right now. Look at the Cowboys. Look at the frustration they're going through right now.
No money.
Jerry Jones ran out of money. He was worried about building a yacht rather than building a team. And look at him now. He's living comfortably. The guys on the squad ain't. They over there fussing. They over there can't keep their mouth shut. You got Micah Parsons won't shut up. You got Dak Prescott getting clowned. You got CeeDee not even showing up. Yo, I love to see it. I ain't gonna say nothing else. I love to see it. But it's a problem we don't have. It's a problem that we ain't never gonna have, you know, as long as Howie's here.
How much money do you think CeeDee ends up getting?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's like
he's probably underneath. I was gonna say
29-30.
I think got 25. I think he's gonna probably shoot for 30.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, even though I don't think he's
you got to respect the man.
Those guys, I just feel like
Jerry's going to have to at least sell half his yacht to go ahead and get that.
I don't, and I don't think it could float with just one.
Right.
My number three, I think I'm next on this one. We did your three.
Correct.
Correct. Correct, Amundo. My number three. Top three reasons why the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl. Dog mentality. To me personally, I don't like the dog mentality phrasing. It's getting dog mentality. But I just used it. I just fucking used it. We didn't have a dog on the squad.
No, it's true.
No, we had dogs on the squad, right? And I'm not going to take away from
– there's no pack leader.
It's just – you know when the hungry dogs ran faster? I had never seen an Eagles team in my lifetime that fucking hungry. And I felt it every game that I was at, every time I was in the stadium. The fans were as hungry as the players. It was a great unison. It was a great marriage. Uh-huh. That dog mentality was like, by midseason, our fans were like, well, how good are we? I don't know. We got one of the best records in the league, but – that's still not our best. Like, and then it was just like a wet fart season, dude. So the fucking end of the way that the season ended was a tremendous breakdown. But I feel like there's certain players on every single team that can give you that kind of juice where you look over, they make a play, they look fucking crazy, and you're like, I love that. I love that about a player who doesn't is putting it all on the line. Sometimes you need a reminder, like, you guys get make millions of dollars, but at the end of the day, it's about being charged on a football field and making plays. I feel like CJ, a little injection of dog mentality. I think we need that, man.
Yeah.
A reminder of how.
I think that, you know, that is just, that just coincides with success. I think that if you are winning games, you are able to have that swag. You're able to, because you remember, like, in the year, obviously, that we won the Super Bowl, like, dude, the celebrations that that team was on after a turnover, after a touchdown, like, we have some guys that can bring some juice like that. Like, I'm thinking about AJ Brown, and one of the coldest things I ever saw was him pointing at the Pittsburgh Steelers cornerbacks after scoring that touchdown. Yeah, like, what you get, you have success, you win games, and you're sitting there talking shit. You're gonna have that swag. You're gonna have that energy. And,
but you saw that, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know. You just gotta maintain it. That's what I'm saying. You see flashes of it, but I mean, to your point about, like, hungry dogs, I think that there was hungry dogs on the team. I just think that we were devoid of leadership. So
it's a weird space, man. Because they were doing things, I think, outside of the framework of the coaching. I thought it was just like a lot of great players, but at the end of the day, the scheme was figured out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pops in the building. He says, evening, it's taking forever football to start. Heather chimes in, how many effing days till preseason? It's killing me. This is red. This, guys, this is time you spend with your family, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to enjoy the summer a little bit.
You know, I mean, yeah. Like, we have to, like, work on every game weekend. So, like, this, my girl was like, do you want to go out on the water? We went out on the water on some, like, paddleboard. Like, this is the time you do stuff like this.
This guy's paddleboarding? You're paddleboarding?
My girl has two paddleboards. She's an athlete. She...
Oh, man.
Yo,
hey, were you able to stand on that?
Yes. And then I'm going to give you a beautiful moment as I actually sit down, like, when I'm lazy. I just paddle over. I paddle over to the side of the water, and a fucking bald eagle flies in. You know, I'm not going to do it even once. Yeah, yeah. And then it's in the tree, and it's, like, feeding its, like, children or whatever, bird children. I'm like that in the water looking at a bald eagle. I'm like, bro, this is a sign. And I look back at Amanda, and I said, Eagles are going to win the fucking Super Bowl.
I like it.
I'll show you the video, but I'm not showing myself with my shirt on. So moving right along to number two on Evan's top five reasons why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl. He says the Saquon Barkley, the bell cow.
Yeah, we were talking about I fought and I clawed and I punched my way as we were going through that top 25 most important Eagles. I was trying to have him in the top three. Mr. Saquon is a guy that we have, you know, known from afar. We know what his dominance is. We know if he stays healthy, he is potentially the best running back in the entire league. So I think that if obviously everything is under the expectation that there's full health for everybody on this team. And I see Saquon Barkley being a major, major contributor to us getting back to the Super Bowl, the biggest contributor from our offense. And that isn't any sort of shot at Jalen Hurts. I think that Jalen Hurts is obviously the leader of this team. This is his team. I think he's going to do great this year, but I think that Saquon Barkley is going to be playing at an MVP level for us behind this line. So I just think it's going to be like that. That's what I'm saying.
It's funny, on Saturday, the commentators or the host of the softball game, they weren't holding back. The one female that came and did an interview with Saquon live for the fans to hear, she started off the conversation with, so how does it feel to be on a greater team this year? So it was like, yo, shots fired. I loved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was great to hear. But yeah, I mean, yo, putting him behind a wonderful line that we got,
Saquon is definitely going to be a beast this year. And it's, you know, I've always respected the man even when he played for the Giants, but it's going to be very interesting to see him this year.
It would have been nice to just see him and Jason Kelce just 1 year, man.
Absolutely.
Shout out to New Arrow Cowboy. He said, the year we lost in AZ, I went to the zoo there, and they had an eagle outside looking dehydrated as fuck. I should have known it was a sign. That, you know, I always look for the signs here. I'm looking for Primo's sign that the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl. His number two sign. I'm interested in this one. I forgot what you actually put. So Primo's number two, why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl, is, he says, free agent acquisitions are the reason.
Yeah, man. You know, like I said earlier, picking up, you know, guys like CJ, bringing him back, you know, and going after key guys that could go ahead and help us on the defense. And then now, you know, there's still a possibility that they could go and grab an offensive player. Howie knew that there were some pieces to the puzzle that were missing. And, you know, he didn't waste no time. Picking up Barkley was the main piece to put on that puzzle. And that was – here we've been talking about it for weeks now. You know, it's actually going to kick in when we start seeing these boys play, showing to see how much of a factor they're really going to go ahead and be in this offense and on the defensive side as well, just in the team in general. So, you know, Howie wasn't playing no games. I feel like, you know, we've been getting spoiled as fans, and he's been listening, and, you know, we've been all crying for stuff like this to happen, and here he did it. He went and signed, you know, Barkley, and as we were doing a live show, CJ, and shit, I mean, I think it's still one of our greatest reactions when CJ got signed on how we reacted on the show. You know, those type of things was exciting, and it's going to play a key factor on why he wants us to go back and, you know, add another trophy to the case. So, yeah, I think free agency plays a big part on that.
Bryce Huff looks like a jacked Boston Scott.
Yeah, he could be Boston Scott's dad. Boston Scott on steroids. Yeah.
Instance.
Yeah, Huff is another, you know, definitely another a good signer right there.
I'm going in the comments here trying to find a couple other number threes here. I know Will's, his number three reason why, he said the offensive skill players. So he was in line with a couple of us here. Okay. Let's go right to Evans. Is it my number three? Number two.
It's your my number two.
Yeah, my
number, your two. Number two.
You know, the math ain't mathing.
Yeah, no.
When I'm in the house. a healthy Jalen Hurts. I didn't hear nobody say anything about unhealthy Jalen Hurts because, you know, when you look at the paperwork, when they're saying who's injured, who's not, and, like, you know, is he on the injury list? As much as they said he wasn't on that list, dude was injured. He was moving at times, and I pointed to Prime a couple times, like, bro, he's walking like he has a wet diaper on. Like, he, you know, when you just, you're like, is he hurt? Like, he gets hit on the sideline, and he's just not walking right. And you're like,
takes forever to get up.
Yeah, and I'm like, again, I hat tip to Jalen Hurts for being available. But this moment when he looked at his hand and he was like, yeah, my shit is jacked up. That finger
was inside out.
My fingers are still not healed from they're jacked
just
up.
Just looking at his finger.
And I know when your fingers are like that, when you're like, yeah, my fingers are really jacked up. That him trying to throw the ball against the Bucks was probably the most painful thing to watch. I think it was just, you know, it was just bad. I think I'm trying to figure out where he got injured. I know a lot of reporters were asking questions about him being injured. I'm sure it was probably annoying, and like, he wasn't going to say, like, why am I going to tell you where I'm injured at when teams are going to be targeting you anyway?
Exactly.
But we saw him the year before. We saw the electricity. The movement was just a little, you know, he had the brace, big brace on there. Jalen Hurts is healthy. You can listen to the fans at the Devontae Smith softball game. Like, Can they just sit Jalen? He doesn't need to be out there. Eagle fans are usually worried about everything that relates to football and wins. Saquon actually wasn't running either. He was out here catching, not really running. He was just, you know, playing the part. So we're just talking about the health, man. We got a healthy Jalen Hurts. I think sky's the limit with his mobility.
Absolutely agree. I mean, Jalen Hurts is the key to the success of this team. Without Jalen Hurts, we ain't getting it done. I mean, obviously, a lot of people, specifically the Delco fans, are excited about Kenny Pickett, but I don't know. I don't think he's taking the promised land.
Todd says, my number one reason is because that last time Jalen QB1 Hurts lost to Tampa in the first round of the playoffs, what did he do next year? ! I totally screwed that up, but go ahead.
You did.
You ready for that? I mean, hit me with the number one.
It's a good stat.
Primo.
Go ahead, bro. Throw the number one up.
You were saying something.
I was just saying it's a good stat. I mean, the fact that, you know, last time that Jalen ended up going, you know, to the Super Bowl the year before that, we lost to Tampa Bay. This happened to us again, unfortunately. Hey, it'd be a nice thing to go ahead and repeat. I saw another comment in there that I'm definitely feeling. Bruce's daughter being born on Super Bowl, and then in a couple of weeks he's going to have a son.
Okay. You know,
congratulations. God bless. And yeah, man, another reason to go back. So I'm loving these. You know what I mean?
I want
to
know what.
I love it.
Bruce, what did you name your daughter? Hopefully it's not Nick. Nikki Foles. Nikki Foles banner. But that would be cool, though. Shout out to, it's all, you know, naming your kids after football players. I don't know who does that.
Yeah, you do.
Except for my – found this at the antique shop. A rookie Gale Sayers football card. This antique shop. We're not getting paid for this, but every time we go there, I find something for Prime. I don't know why. Some Jose Canseco random shit. Like, I don't know who the guy is. It must be a super, super fan, Jose Canseco fan, because there's always something there. Bruce said his son's name is Donovan.
Wow.
And his daughter's name is Ariana. All right. Okay.
Beautiful name. I love that.
Yeah, Ariana's great.
So number one, Evan's number one reason why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl. Drum roll, please. And we all did not talk about our answers before the show. Evan goes with experience coordinators is number one reason why the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know that was a little bit higher on your guys' list. And by higher, I mean, you know, maybe less important, but I really think that the transition that we're going to see this year and between this year and last year is going to be great. Namely, because we have experienced, successful coordinators at the helm right now. I mean, I'm really thinking about it like this. I'm thinking about it like me cooking my cheesesteaks on a tailgate Sunday. I could give, you know, anyone at the tailgate all of the ingredients to make it, but are you going to be able to pull it off? Are you going to be able to throw it down and make an Evan Hearn cheesesteak if I give you all the ingredients? I don't know. I think that the chef is an important thing here. So they know what to do when. You know, I'm just making that analogy. I think that the coordinators here are the head chefs of their respective, subsections of the team. And I think that going from two coordinators that were essentially learning on the job to guys that are proven is going to be huge. I think that this is going to be an electric offense, and I think that Vic Fangio is going to be absolutely dialed in with this defense. So I think that they're going to be the main reason why we get back.
I was going to ask you.
No, I was going to say, just know that there's always been one guy who stood side by side with you throughout these cheesesteak
cookies. That's true. That's true.
And I've paid attention.
You're my Vic Fangio.
I've actually picked up, you know what I mean, the spatula and kind of like shook a little bit, like, I can't eat, so I'm not ready. I put it back down. Yeah. So, you know, it's all about paying attention to detail. You know what I mean? And great way to go ahead and analyze that. Yes. I mean, it's the perfect scenario because it's easily like, it's just, you just can't get anybody to come in and do that. And that was a proven fact last year. Yep. They try to go that route, just giving it to anybody. Sorry.
You can't plug and play with coordinators. You can't right, plug and play in man. Any football
so
position.
So we learned, we experienced it. Cross that bitch off the fucking checklist. Don't ever do that again. And, you know what I mean, let's go with the experience. And I'm glad that's what they decided to do this year.
I was going to add to your analogy of the 100 hungry Eagle fans looking at you dead eye like, where's my cheesesteak? Yeah. I have to do like cheesecake. I have to do like cheesesteak counseling at the back of the line. I'm like, hey,
you're gonna have to wait.
No, but see the funny part about that too, when you walk away to go use the bathroom, and I didn't even notice you walked away. I turn around and I don't see you standing there. I'm like, oh shit! Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm looking at all these people. Like any other time, I hold my ground, but there's too many people right now that are pissed off and want a cheesesteak. Hurry up!
You're telling people like, hey man, I know you're in line, but it's over. Yeah. Your show ends, you're not gonna get a cheesesteak. And their face
man. Yeah. No, I mean it's a thing that it sells out quick, and by sells out I mean gives out because they're free. You come to the 4th of John tailgate, you get that cheesesteak for free. But you know, if you know anybody that needs cheesesteaks at their wedding, let me know.
Hey, it won't be shout out to Cozy, tailgate goer, veteran. I got to keep this piece in line, man. You know, every now and again, we get some rowdy bunch who is wondering why they can't get a free cheesesteak. Yeah. I was like, you gotta show up on time. Don't come here late.
Cozy's always there on time, and that man will eat a fried onion sandwich.
From Florida. If you're from Florida and you're on time, I don't want to, like, I'm telling you. Chase is giving his number one reason is Jalen Hurts. His number two reason is Vic Fangio, top 53. Kellen Moore, balanced offense. His number five is Jake Elliott. And then he's me holding my end of the bargain with my superstitions.
Jake Elliott, I think, is a great addition. Because, I mean, he bailed us out in multiple games last year. So, I think that, you know, I like to see him thrown on some people's lists.
New Arrow Capo says, the weekend release Starboy 2016, Doug Peterson's first year as the head coach. The next season, Eagles win a Super Bowl 2020 week. The weekend drops after hours following season is the first season under Sirianni. Year two Super Bowl. February, he drops Deluxe Greatest Hits, Moore's first season Super Bowl uploading. Look at you. I'm going to give you a fast fact that you probably didn't know, but the weekend's one of his biggest fans is right below us.
Big ups to the weekend. Yo, anybody ever been to a weekend concert? That is the best concert ever, man.
I'm trying to picture Prime singing the weekend.
Yo, bro.
I've been on the weekend since his.
We'll talk to Lowski this year. Throw a couple weekend songs out there, see it for yourself. I ain't got no problem.
I kind of like them better when nobody heard about them, but then when he blew up, I was like,
I feel you. That's the same way I felt because it was a low cut, you know what I mean? But it was the jam. Any album he had was legit.
Now, you know what's going to be legit is Primo's number one reason why the Eagles go back to Super Bowl. Let's see. Drum roll, please. Primo's reason is last year's meltdown is the reason why the Eagles go back to the Super Bowl.
How does Sirianni have three arms?
You know, sometimes when you have a draft. You got to fire that graphic designer.
Get him out of there. Yeah, you got to put him in the bathroom. Yeah, bro. I mean, like, all bullshit aside, the meltdown was definitely a kick in the ass, man. It's something that you talk about putting behind you, but it's something that you honestly can never forget. We started off great. We were in a good spot. Our attitudes as fans, as the players, we were there, man. We were thinking all high notes. Like, we were just looking forward to getting back to the Super Bowl. That's all we talked about. And it's just like, we just lost focus. We lost focus, and it was a serious meltdown. These coordinators that we had last year just kind of like went into stupid mode. It didn't seem like they didn't know what the hell to do anymore. You couldn't ask them questions. They didn't even have the right answers. They couldn't figure shit out. We didn't have no explanation on what the hell happened. And to this day, we still don't. But you know what I mean? It's behind us. Last time we dealt with something like this, I go back to, you know, and I know Evan don't like mentioning his name, but I remember clearly a clip of Fletcher Cox standing on the sideline with Carson Wentz the year they had their bad season. And Fletcher told Carson, we will be in that big game next year. And that's exactly what I see happening right here. Somebody in that locker room is promising somebody else that we're going to get to that big game this upcoming year. And that's what I'm hoping for. So that meltdown that we had last year definitely had to be a big inspiration for us to go into this season and rebuild and do what needs to be done to get back to that big game.
So you're saying that these scars are going to galvanize us, make us stronger.
Definitely.
Cozy ass Prime, what's your favorite weekend album and favorite song?
After Hours is probably my favorite one. And yeah, man, y'all put me on the spot. I don't know the.
We'll give you some time to think about it.
Okay. I'm gonna have to cheat.
So we're gonna go to Evan. He had his number one. Evan's number one reason was the
experience. We're on you guys.
I'm doing a recap, pal. Stay focused. Stay focused. Primes was last year's meltdown, which caused. Caused this whirlwind of positivity. Tim's was the youth movement. And my number one reason why the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl. Last year's meltdown leads to team chemistry. I feel like I think it was embarrassing on all fronts. I'd say the players. I'd say the front office, because they're the ones that put this thing together. I think that the players, Philadelphia Eagle fans, you think they're not telling every player about last season and how bad it was and what, the Eagle fans don't hold back. It's on our mind, and it's still on our mind, but I feel like that had to happen in order for us. I said us. Because the fans, we got to get back on the wagon too. So, I mean, I feel like the chemistry between the fans and like, you get scarred when you go on the road when you're in Seattle walking, and the rain sucks in Seattle. But when you catch an L in Seattle and you're walking in the rain, it's a whole hits different. Like, I would have been singing The Weeknd on the way out, but no, I had to catch an L. And I'm sitting all, me and Amanda are taking our little scooters, and like, bro, that shit was a grown ass man on a scooter getting soaking wet after catching an L. So, I mean, the chemistry has to be on point. And I think we're already seeing some of it already. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about us getting through this list.
Absolutely.
Pretty good answers on the fly, you guys.
I agree, man. I agree. I think that I also think it was funny how we seem to be in the same ballpark, all of us. We're on the same wavelength. I think obviously a lot of similar answers in there, but if we know that these are the pieces that or think that these are the pieces that need to get back there, there's no doubt in my mind that within the Eagles' four walls at NovaCare Center that they're saying the same exact stuff. You're going to need to rely on your leaders. Howie is going to need to step up. I don't think his job's done. Ty Lockett, where you at, baby? Come to Philly. And I think that one thing that we can all agree on is Jalen Hurts is it's all Jalen Hurts' shoulders, man. I mean, we have all the tools. Jalen Hurts is he's one of the chefs as well. He's got to put together a three Michelin star level dish, and we will win a Super Bowl.
Now, new Arrow Cabo says, just a heads up, fellas, I'm dropping four new Era Eagle hats. One is a pink bottom ones, a throwback. The others you'll see. Hey,
let us know, bro.
But let us know. Send us pictures so we can shout you out. And again, it was great bumping into you in LA. Just randomly walking to the stadium, did a chest bump. Always good time running to Eagle fans all over the country. But before we get out here, if you guys have any other questions before we get out here, let us know and we'll definitely answer them. But before we get out here, a big shout out to Lowski for holding down the tailgates.
Sure.
Shout out to the Crafty John, aka Rich, for the chains. The chains are dope. If you don't have a chain,
oh, they're great, bro.
If you don't have a chain in your life,
I have one hanging right at my office too. One of the chains.
I got them all over the place, man. For some reason, I end up with one somehow. Gail forgets to leave them in my car, so you ain't never getting them back.
Nice. Shout out to Jesse Wines, the graphic god. Hit him up on Instagram, JesseWines_ maybe, or Jesse underscore Wines. Stop whining. He hit me up early. He's like, I need a photo for the tailgate so I can start doing some graphics. And I said, bro, like, I sent him some photos, but they weren't good enough. So I took a photo of him three times, put our heads on it. Said, there you go. There's your people. Here's your photo shoot. but also, shout out to Philly Sports Trips again. Trips coming up. Just tremendous trips this year. I'm geeked about going on as many as I can. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Red Bull.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Tina from Kacha Hawk and Italian Bakery. You can't go wrong. It's been a minute since I've had a tomato pie in my life.
Yeah, dude, I missed that. And the ricotta cookies, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bro. Oh, man. Why'd you even have to bring that up?
Shout out to Bud Light. I got the Kelly Green cans.
You still got them?
Still got. Yeah, it's probably sour by now.
Yeah, but I would say it's more of a desk item now, but
yeah. And then we got two games with the Kelly Green jerseys this year. It's the Jaguars, and what's the other game?
Cowboys.
Cowgirls. Okay.
Cowgirls.
Are you guys over the Kelly Green? Just make sure.
Oh, come on. I don't think we're getting enough of it. I wish we could squeeze some more out of it.
Full time?
More than two. I don't know about full time, but
I wouldn't mind like four times.
I mean, I just want to experience more because you see other teams doing it. We mentioned earlier, we texted earlier, the green on top of the green. That'd be nice to see. Saw that a long time ago. Would like to see that. I like the black on the white on the black, the all black, and that means including the helmet. White on white, we always get to experience that. I don't know, and maybe mix it up with the Kelly Green, bring back the throwback white Kelly Green jersey. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, there's a lot of teams that are doing something different, and I don't know why we don't get that privilege. But
did you go over the whole Kelly combo? Eagles dropped that.
Yeah, I saw that.
White on white, black on black, yep. Kelly Green, midnight green, white pants. Black pants, white jersey, midnight green helmet, and the midnight green pants with the white jersey. We're all waiting for the midnight green pants and midnight green shirt.
I'm not really in on the white and black.
He said, don't put me in that mix. You're not in on the white and black pants? Uh-uh. Shout out to who's it on Twitter? He calls them the
interracials.
The interracials.
Yeah, no. I just don't think it's a. Yeah.
Prime's like HR. Nah. HR. Todd says it would be nice to see the white Kelly Green jerseys.
That's what I'm saying, man.
White with the white pants?
With the white pants or with the gray or whatever.
I don't really like, I don't really like a white on white uniform.
You're going to
Kelly Greens. Yeah. Kelly Greens would be nice with some. Kelly Green cleats. But Chase asks, who makes the decisions on what jerseys we wear? Lurie? Could be Don Smolenski, the president? Know. Marketing? It's probably Big Dom.
It's not Big Dom.
Heather G says, the All Blacks are her favorite. Ooh, Kelly Green with the silver pants.
That would be nice.
I would we got the gray pants, but the silver pants.
Yeah,
is another level. It's actually on. If you go back and see this photo, the real photo with Randall, he has the silver pants on
when he's actually on the moon.
Yeah, when he's on the moon.
I actually got that picture in the background over here.
See?
Yeah.
But before we get out of here, this isn't the last word, but this is a hot take that you have to get off your chest before we get out of here. It's not the last word, but a hot take.
Well, let it rip. Why don't you go first then? Since you just like springing stuff up on us out of nowhere.
Because Ev, you're always. Last week was traffic and like people slowing down, and you just said you're a boomer on this show. Like you sound a little old these days. You sound
is this
old.
Your hot take?
You're going to weddings all the time. That is my hot. My hot take is like, yo, Evan is
Stop
getting
lying.
Old. I've known Evan since he was like a college student. Now he's talking about boomer shit. He's like as old as Dallas Goedert. Evan's old. That's my hot take. I've known Evan a long time, but he's wearing fucking suits, going to weddings every week. He's refined. He drinks with one pinky up now. Like,
dude. Pinky up. Hey, I appreciate that.
So you're old.
I'm old. I'll take that. I'll take that on the chin. I'm what's it called? I'm not sure if I told you guys or not yet. So this could be my hot take. Mexico rocks, and I was looking at the Eagles calendar, and my 30th birthday, the big 3-0 this year,
Dallas Goedert,
falls on the Eagles bye week. So me and my girlfriend will be going to Riviera Maya on a all inclusive trip.
Look at this guy, bro. Yo, everybody was asking about you. Over the weekend, right? And then I came out and I told him straight up, yo, fall back. Evan is boo loving. Evan's got some years to catch up with. He is on point. He's good. Let him be. He's on vacation right now. And a good vacation. So Evan's good. That's all that matters.
No, Evan's good. But yeah, looking forward to going to Mexico. It's gonna be a fun
time.
That's
what's up. That's what's up, baby. Good. That's amazing. Well deserved. Well deserved.
Is that your hot take?
Yeah, my hot take's Mexico rocks. I can't wait to drink some fucking frozen drinks.
Sounded like a cool take for me, but all right, that's cool. Yeah, my hot take, man, I don't know. It was just something that really set me off today, man. And I really don't try to dig deep into memes or videos of people, but there was something that really was disturbing. People that are out here making efforts to better themselves in life, physically, mentally, let them be. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what's on their mind. We've lost a lot of great people through our lifetimes. If they're out there focusing on bettering themselves, who the fuck are you to go ahead and question them or talk down on them or come out with some negativity? Let them be. They have a mindset of getting back on track and being better in life. Let them accomplish that. It was something that was very disturbing where I saw a female outside jump roping. She wasn't in the greatest shape, a little on the heavy side, but you know what? She was putting effort, a lot more effort than a lot of pieces of shits out here that ain't doing nothing but just sitting on their asses.
The platform, by the way.
It was Instagram. And I give her big ups. I give her big ups because she was out there making the effort. And, you know, I see that when I go to the gym, you know what I mean? I see the work that some of these people are putting in to get to better shape and stuff like that. And it was just something, I know it was just something that really bothered the shit out of me. Like I haven't gotten mad like that in a minute. But I was really triggered, and I wish to God, like I prayed that please let me run into this dude that made that comment. Like just once.
Did you leave?
Went into dad mode.
I didn't go into dad. I just said, you know, I just left the positive note to her. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing great. You're doing great, and I left it at that.
That's a positive. We got some other hot takes. Todd says, "You can only get so much love out of Kat."
I mean, out of this cat too. I mean, it's you can't get any love. she fucking runs.
I ain't on the same page with cats, bro.
I just want to let you know, Ev, Amanda said that if you you have to figure out
when I'm getting
what to do with the pile of shit you're about to give Evan.
All right, we're gonna have to meet up. I'm gonna have to come down and pick some stuff up,
because we have like a cat tower. We have a camper that could be fixed.
Wow.
If you show up,
I'm handy. I'm handy.
You got a t-shirt from Seattle.
Sick. Kurt Cobain. Fuck yeah.
You still haven't picked that up. You have awesome. Your damn Run Eagles Run
hoodie that you've been stealing hoodie. From me.
You have your 4th and John varsity jacket here.
Do you have my Italian cab driver shoes?
Yeah,
sounds like they got a spot for you in the house, bro.
He's got your Italian racing car Mario Andretti racing shoes. Bro, what's this guy? Well, I'm glad you're retired. Fucking retire that shit, bro.
No, they're retired. They're retired.
In a cool tone, his hot take, he says, I swear the 76ers is trying to make me a fan, but I can't abandon ship, even though my squad has me like, go Lakers. the Sixers, I don't know what the Sixers are doing. I'm trying
George,
to.
George, I mean.
I'm not jumping the ship yet, man. Not doing
it. We're just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's one of those situations where it is what it is.
You don't like it.
I'm all for it, but it's
hard to get excited for. It's just, I feel like it's rinse and repeat, man.
Yeah, I think Ben Simmons thing is true.
No, I can't imagine he ever comes back here. There's no way. The fans would eat him alive. And the front office knows that.
Oh, God.
There's no way. I don't know, man. It's hard to get excited for that team because I've for years had such high expectations, and the years that I thought they were going to get it done, they fall way short. So I hope, but I mean, with Doc Rivers, the whole thing was, oh, Doc Rivers can't get out of the second round. Bitch, Nick Nurse can't get out of the first round right now. So, like, well,
Look at Ev. He's sitting there like a middle aged man.
Yeah, it's just a
heartbroken.
Yo, man, you sure you turned 30 or you turned?
Birdman asked, "Are we coming out west? We are coming out west.
We are."
So, with that being said, last word before we get out of here, Prime.
Appreciate that, Anthony. Again, another week closer to the season, but let's take it slow because, you know, unlike some people, I definitely want to enjoy my summer. And like Gail mentioned, we definitely got to give our quality time to the families right now, because when the season comes around, we're going to work. And we always look forward to going to work, you know what I mean, especially for the followers and for the people that show up to the tailgate. But, you know what I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot that I still want to pump the brakes and hold off on before it gets here. But, you know, big ups to you guys. For the show, again, Gail, we had a great time with the Devontae Smith charity softball game. I had a great time with Philly sports guy Chris Nady, Sean over in the Kelsey Beach Bash. Great experience. I had a great time. The people there were great. The facility was great. Had a great experience with Kylie Kelsey. I didn't get to talk about it, but. She actually approached me, letting me know that she got the mask. So that was great news.
Nice.
That was one of my biggest reasons on going to the Beach Bash, because I wanted to find out if she got the mask. Within 10 minutes being there, she told me she got it. She was really busy. She said she was busy, that she invited, got her representative to come over and talk to me. We exchanged emails. They're going to go ahead and maybe do something in the works. Just going to leave it at that. See what happens. But they are asking for more stickers, products from 4th and Joan from Prime. So that's a big thing. She was really excited because she is a Transformers fan. So that was cool to hear.
You forgot something. Did you say that Kelsey has a sticker on his truck?
Kelsey has a sticker on the Tesla truck. Yes. Yes.
A Prime sticker
and a 4th and Joan sticker. Yeah. And a 4th and Joan sticker. So I'm looking to see where he's. Yeah. So. Somebody, I'm waiting for somebody to send me the pics. Emily, their representative, pointed out to me
said that he has a bunch of stickers back there, and the 4th and John and Prime sticker were two that were placed on there. Wow. So that's exciting.
That's cool.
I'm excited to see that.
I'm getting a call from another player as well.
Congratulations on your wedding, Lucky.
Getting a little jealous.
She's actually closer again, bro. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, but other than that, you know, everybody stay safe. You know, enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Be careful out there. No fireworks in the hands, please. You know, we all love our hands. We need our hands. So, you know, enjoy yourselves with the family and go Birds.
I'm going to go back to the hot take thing because I feel like my hot take wasn't really a hot take. So I got an actual hot take I would like to get off my chest.
Here he goes.
It has nothing to do with you guys. It has to do with what's been going on the internet in the recent weeks. It was a mildly funny joke, but like, why is the Hawk Tua thing turned into the thing that it is? Like, so what? Like, it was kind of funny, but like the fact that it is snowballed into this thing where she's like a fucking celebrity. Like, okay,
I think it's
pretty weird.
I saw her with Shaq today.
Yeah, like, why are people acting like she's some celebrity because she's in some viral video talking about?
I feel bad for the gingerbread off of Shrek because technically he was the first one to ever do the Hawk Tua. If you guys ever seen Shrek?
Yeah.
He was the first one to do Hawk Tua. How come he didn't get his stardom like this girl? You know what I mean, like, I'm just saying. Gingerbread man needs some love too.
I don't know, man.
That's interesting. I was trying to figure out what the hawk is. I don't like
throwing around this term, but for the conspiracy theorists out there, it smells like an industry plant.
Industry plant being?
Hawk-tun.
I mean, it's all over the place. It's like
everywhere you look, you can't avoid it. Like, why?
But I mean, you gotta think about it. It only took for her to say it, and then celebrities like Bryce Harper to go ahead and imitate it as he got a double.
That game.
I mean, that blew up. You got her doing things with Shaq, and then you got these memes being made, and then these remixes. So I mean, like, it's the smallest thing. So one of these days, we got to get together and figure something out that we can throw out there and maybe get blown up.
Then our asses are at the tailgate. We got the Hawk Tua viral sensation here at the tailgate. I don't know, man. What if Tua?
He should pair up with her. Hawk Tua Tagovailoa might be play.
change
the name. There you go. There y'all go.
Chase says, Ev gets in a relationship, and now Hawk Tua is too much. See? Middle-aged man, dude.
I'm in my Bible study.
Yeah, if I see Ev wearing some Dockers, I'm like, bro, come on. You're not
the old New Balances are in the mail.
Not old enough for Dockers. Yo, New Balance is the... New Balance is the new.
But now they're in?
Yeah.
I spun back around on the champion thing. I never stopped wearing it.
843 Philly fan says, this one guy went out and got a tattoo of the Hawk Tua girl.
Damn. Like, that's insane. Is that not fucking insane to get a tattoo of an internet meme? Like, that's crazy.
Hey, I've seen people get tattoos of Chris Nate. Shout out to Chris Nate.
Chris Nate, who was the other one that was on his leg? He said he was going to get a prime. I hope that never happened.
I think Nate, once you reach that level of celebrity status, you made it.
Yeah. Wow. And like this girl now too. Like, is this the rest of her life? Like, she's just known as this. That's all she's known for.
Yeah, that's my grandmother.
Like,
your great grandmother
40 years ago.
She was a viral internet sensation. Nice last word. I think that's a good way to end the show. I think if you're about to go on a trip, I think you should think about Philly Sports Trips and come joining us. I think also make it a priority to go to 4th of John tailgate if you want to get Evan's cheesesteak. If you want to see Prime in action, holding spatula
Cosplaying.
Sweaty arms, sweaty hands. Shout out to Alex, who's cooking up ideas in his head for. I was thinking maybe, I don't know. I asked him about a Mexican street corn.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah.
Corn dish.
Oh my god.
That went crazy.
Still thinking about it to this day. shout out to everyone in the comments. First of all, yeah, it's been a good show. We'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Birds.
Just hit the button.